pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
With liberty and justice for all, good evening, Global Patriots. You're listening to Global Patriot Radio, the Vito Esposito Show. I'm Vito. Our call number tonight and every Global Patriot Radio night is area code 319-527-6706. It's area code 319-527-6706. And I'm joined by that great American, Big Al. How you doing, Al?
Hey, I'm doing great, Vito. Great to be here as always.
That's great to be here on Monday. And as Duck said, you start the week off right. And hello to Duck Northwest. Hello to Sue from New Mexico. Hello to everybody out there in podcast land. AI guy, how you doing? A lot of my family members out there. So I hope everyone's doing well. I hope you all had a nice weekend. And it is now Monday, June the 5th. And on this day, by the way, June the 5th in 2004, the 40th president of the United States, Ronald Wilson Reagan, passed away at the age of 93. President Reagan was born June 6, 1911 in Illinois. And he actually ran twice for president, lost in 1976 to Gerald R. Ford, who of course lost to Jimmy Carter. And of course, Jimmy Carter has to be absolutely ecstatic. He's no longer considered the worst president in American history. That title now is going to the installed one, Dementia Joe Biden. But President Reagan did a fantastic job, elected two terms, 1980 to 1984. So President Reagan passed away at the age of 93. It's hard to believe it's 2004. It was about 19 years ago. So under the old math.
How true.
And just a quick ad here. I'm doing an impromptu ad. I like thompsoncigar.com. And thompsoncigar.com is having a special. Anybody out there, they're having a 30% off special with no minimum. Today's the last day. If you are a cigar smoker, a cigar aficionado, you can buy Thompson Cigars 5-pack, 10-pack samplers, or their boxes of 20 or 50, and get 30% off. And in some cases, check out their deals, and you will find that they have they have free shipping deals as well. But go to thompsoncigar.com. Really like their choice and selection of cigars. They're in JR Cigars both. Use them both, but this one's a nice little 30% off. So,
okay, I loaded up.
Did
I got
you? What'd you get?
Odyssey coffee infused cigars that are wonderful, and my Oliva Second Maduro Torpedoes, the little Toros, very nice smokes. So I'm looking forward to breaking into them.
You should be. I'll tell you, when you smoke those coffees, those have a great aroma. They really do. I'm looking
at my. What did you get?
Well, let's see. I got. I actually bought some Hondurans. Yeah, I bought that Honduran pack. It was a pack of 24. They were having 30% off on it, and I got the. They give you six Maduros, six mediums, and six lights with the Connecticut wrapper and. Really like them. I do. The Maduros, I'm not a big Maduro fan, but I got to say that Maduros are good. It's the Honduran pack. I forgot what they call it, but yeah, that was good.
Yeah, the Maduro is a little stronger, a little more flavorful, but still very good. Good choices. You like the variety.
Oh, and I smoked an Ave Maria last night or yesterday playing golf. Oh, Maron, that thing was great.
And I tell you, You can't even get politics out of cigars because Cuba used to be the destination point for cigars in the world. They used to have the best product worldwide. They couldn't do anything else right, but boy, could they make a good cigar. Well, those days are long gone, and it's funny you mentioned Hondurans, but that's where they take the seed now, and they raise the Cuban seed in Honduras. And then the Hondurans do it better than the Cubans used to. And the Cuban brand, for me, has gone down the toilet, right up there with Bud Light and Ford Motor Company. And it's just... So even socialism, they can take a brand name like a Cuban cigar and F it up.
Yeah, they sure can. And there were some good cigars, man. You could tell a Cuban, too. I used to get those Monte Cristos. Oh, mm-hmm. I had a friend of mine.
Oh, they were phenomenal.
Okay. Oof.
And you didn't mind paying $20 a stick if you could get them. That was the thing.
Mm. Yeah.
A little supply and demand issue happening here. And the Cuban Marxists played the supply and demand game like true... Like true capitalists, better than the capitalists for decades until they screwed it up.
Well, I'll give you a real quick one. So I have a client who was from Cuba, and he made it over. So he went back to see his family. And this was years ago, probably back in the late 1990s. And his sister, because she took care of the family, gave him a 24-pack of Monte Cristos. And he took it. So I'm over there one day over his house, and he goes, "You smoke cigars, right?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "I have one here and there." He goes, walks over by the TV, and he goes, "Here, have this." And I said, "What is it?" And they opened the box. "Oh, I can't take these." He goes, "No." He goes, "I'll take one." He goes, "No, I want you to have the whole box." It's like, it was a box of Monte Cristos, Cubans. And he goes, "I don't smoke this stuff." He says, "I never will. It'll sit here and rot. And I know you enjoy them, so here you go." Oh, my God. Oh, I think I took a picture of the last one that I had smoked. It was like,
I bet you gave him a big hug.
I did. I gave him a Mamma Mia hug. Well, I tell you, another guy who got a Mamma Mia hug yesterday was Victor Hovland. He beat Denny McCarthy in overtime. At golf's great Jack Nicklaus Fame Memorial Tournament in Dublin, Ohio, Denny McCarthy jumped into the lead midway through the final round, but he couldn't hold on. And he couldn't hold off, actually, a surging Victor Hovland, who ended up birding the 18th hole in regulation to get the 7 under par. McCarthy had a one-shot lead going into the 18th hole, and he bogeys the hole in regulation to drop the 7 under to go into a tie with Victor. On the very first playoff hole, Victor Hovland pars, Denny McCarthy bogeys, and Hovland wins his fourth PGA Tour victory. And it's a big one, too. The memorial is huge. It's Jack Nicklaus's tournament, and it was devastating for Denny McCarthy. I did feel for him. You know, he was looking for his first victory on the PGA Tour. He bogeyed 18 in regulation, and he bogeys it again in overtime. But, you know, he's got a good career ahead of him. He's actually starting to peak well, I think. So, but in the end, you know, Victor Hovland, this kid's a stud. I like his game. I think now that he's won on American soil, he gets his fourth win. He's in there. So, good for him. Congratulations. And I don't know if you watched any of the LPGA.
Well, wait, before you go on, I got another story about this tournament. Victor Hovland, who won the tournament, he's a pretty funny guy. He tried to make a joke with Jack Nicklaus because this is a Jack Nicklaus tournament. And for those who don't know, Jack Nicklaus is one of the legends of golf. Well, Jack Nicklaus went to Ohio State. That's where his course is, Dublin, Ohio. Well, Victor Hovland went to Oklahoma State. And Victor Hovland, I guess, a little tongue-tied, he tried to make a joke about Oklahoma State being the school versus Ohio State, kind of like what people do in Florida between Florida State and Florida rival. Well, not, this isn't even a rival. He tried to make a joke and went bad. They had a big laugh about it. But what really, which is great, but you know what really got me? This Victor Hovland, he just won $3.8 million and a huge win for anybody in their career. Well, instead of going out and partying like most people would do who just got a nice little check for $3.8 mil, he promised an old classmate that he would caddy for them at one of the qualifying events 14 hours after the tournament was over. And sure enough, cool. If he didn't keep to his word.
That
so
is awesome.
So Victor Hovland caddied for his former OSU roommate at the U.S. Open qualifying on Monday, literally the next day. I thought that was an interesting human interest story that some people might like.
That is cool. I mean, that I think the kid's classy. He's from Norway originally. You know, he has a little bit of an accent, but not much. But that is classy. That even endears me more to him because I think the kid's a stud. And the young man is going to win, multiple times. He could probably win once again this year. But to go and caddy in a U.S. Open qualifier, that's really cool, keeping his word. So good for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Tiger Woods' boy Charlie tore up the junior tournament that he was in. He won
that's
that.
Not a shock.
So, no, yeah. The kid's got a future.
And speaking of rookies, in the LPGA, we got to talk about this really quick because this, again, when biological women actually, can compete against other biological women and records are set, it's something to really speak about. And it was the LPGA tournament held in New York at Liberty Country Club, just outside of Manhattan. Rookie Rose Zhang was making her first pro start on the LPGA. She has competed as an amateur, but as her first professional start, she got a sponsor's exemption, and she had a famed amateur career, and she started out Sunday's round, the final round, with a two-shot lead. Zhang could not make a birdie. However, she managed to maintain her lead until she got to the 72nd hole, which is the 18th hole on Sunday, and she bogeyed the 18th hole to go to 8 under par. In regulation. And in regulation play, Jennifer Kupko of the United States, she birdied the 18th hole to get to 8 under par. So she had finished ahead of Rose Zhang. So there was a playoff, and it took two playoff holes. But rookie phenom, and I think she's a phenom, Rose Zhang hit a spectacular approach shot to like within 12 feet from about 180 yards into cold and windy weather. Kupcho's approach came up short on the green, and she had like a 63-foot putt, and she ended up putting the ball off the green. She had to get it to the hole. It was uphill. It was breaking a couple of times. It ended up rolling about 8 feet off the green, maybe 10 feet. But Kupcho made it a go. She almost drained the par putt, but she left the par putt. It went by the hole. She drained it for a bogey. And that meant that Rose Zhang had to two-putt to get her very first LPGA victory. She her first putt just went to the right side, and she had like an 8-incher for a tap-in, and she ended up parring the second playoff hole to beat Jennifer Kupcho to win her first LPGA tournament. She gets her LPGA card. The significance of this is the second time in 72 years that a first-time LPGA player making her pro debut wins. Beverly Hansen beat Babe Zaharias back in 1951. Rose Zhang now joins that elite list. It is Beverly Hansen and Rose Zhang both won in their pro debuts. So congratulations to Rose Zhang. She's out of the University of Stanford. A biological woman, and she's a rising star on the LPGA.
Outstanding.
Did you watch any of that?
I watched some of it, but not as closely as Muirfield. But the Miami Heat edged over the Denver Nuggets to win game two of the NBA Finals. Who really cares about that? I don't care. But for iGuy, the Vegas Golden Knights cruised to a 5-2 victory over the Florida Panthers in Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals. Game 2 Ooh. Tonight at 8 on ET or TNT, 8 p.m., so tune in for that. That should be
definitely
a good matchup.
Yeah, That'd be a great matchup. Presidential races. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie threw his butt in the ring. I'm sorry, threw his hat in the ring for the GOP nomination for president. And former Vice President Mike Pence is set to announce his candidacy this coming Wednesday. Also, Burgum has announced his candidacy for president on the GOP side. To run for president of the Governor Doug Burgum, excuse me, I apologize. He is going to announce his bid. Al, what's your take on both Pence and Christie throwing their hat into the ring to run to seek the nomination? Because I do have an opinion on this one.
Oh, I got a one sentence opinion.
All right,
Chris Christie. Rhino, piece of human debris. Mike Pence, traitor, piece of human debris. May they go down in flames or go down on each other.
You know, I tell you, I was looking at this and I'm going, well, first of all, you know, Governor Burgum doesn't stand a chance. Governor Sununu, he announced that he's not going to run. He's not throwing his hat in the ring. Okay, which then that's where I had the epiphany. Because my take is on both Christie and Pence jumping in the race, and just follow me on this. I'll try to be brief. I think we can agree that both Christie and Pence are establishment, and I believe that Pence is also part of the Washington, D.C. deep state. There's no doubt in my mind anymore. This guy is that soft-spoken. He's a dullard. He did a good job as vice president. He was certainly more intelligent than communist Kamala Harris. There's no doubt what anybody is, actually. So why would Pence jump in knowing that Trump has announced? And I think this is the establishment at work, because Pence has a zero chance of winning the GOP nomination. Christie has a zero chance of winning the nomination. And I think what the reason why they're in there, and probably at the behest of their of the establishment itself, they want to, and they're in there to antagonize Trump. And I do predict it'll be either DeSantis or Trump wins the nomination. That's my opinion. And so why are Christie and Pence in? Now, to make Trump look bad and bitter during the debates, who better to put in there than two establishment Republicans, two rhino Republicans who don't stand a chance, but have had, let's say, intimate dealings with Trump, and intimate political-wise. You know, Christie was on his campaign. He was also in the transition period, and then Pence, of course, spent the 4 years as vice president. And you know what's going to happen, because the establishment knows Trump's not going to be able to contain himself, and he's going to go on the attack, calling both Christie and Pence losers. He'll also be self-aggrandizing, and he'll say something to the effect that, you know, if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have gotten here as far into politics. And I gave Mike Pence a chance because he couldn't get the nomination, and and he did a good job as vice president, but he could have done more. And that's where we'll probably leave it. So I think the mission by the establishment is to find a way to destroy Trump and Trump's appeal, not with Republicans, but with independents and the blue dog Democrats, who know deep in their hearts that Biden is a disaster and he never should have been installed. The mission right now is to get Trump, and there is a coordinated effort on the way to do so. We saw it since 2016, certainly, but we're continuing to see it after 2020. And the American patriots have not lost their zeal for Trump. We have not lost our zeal nor appeal for Trump. We, you know what? There are times we say, well, you know, I wish he would say it this way and that way. But you know what? It's time to take the gloves off, okay? We're not fighting this little mini war anymore. We're not fighting this little these little, you know, guys that are going to roll over. The Democrat Party is playing this to keep. Okay? They are playing this for power. They are playing this for control. Now, we all sit there and lament with our friends, and we talk about it. Boy, we need somebody who's got the gonads. We need somebody who has the intestinal fortitude to take on those in Washington, D.C. And the only person that's had the backbone since 2016 has been Trump. And yes, he's crass. Yes, he's to the point. But the one thing that independents, of course, can't make up their minds, but the one thing independents do is they will vacillate. They will fluctuate. They will go from, you know, right to left. And whoever the candidate is for, and whoever is going to speak nice and whoever's going to play nice, well, you know what? The Democrat Party doesn't play nice. The establishment doesn't play nice. Okay, being president of the United States is for keeps, control, power. We saw how Nancy Pelosi obtained that power, and she kept that power. The more time goes by, the more is unveiled concerning the corruption of the U.S. government and how corrupt the Biden, Obama, and Hillary contingent have been, including the Democrat National Committee. They're all there to derail Trump at every turn since 2016. And now the cabal's effort from 2017 to 2021 was to use Nancy Pelosi to continue that effort to derail him. You know, Christie and Pence were better off endorsing Vivek Ramaswamy, okay, for president of the United States, okay, or Ron DeSantis than they were jumping in the race. And I think they did that solely to be antagonists, and they know that Trump will not be able to contain himself, and he will call them losers, he will call them names, he will come up with a nickname for each of them, and the idea with the establishment is to turn independents from Trump because they know how well Trump's doing within the Republican Party. They know how well the American patriots are in supporting President Trump. Because we all know what Trump has done as president of the United States. And it was nothing. It was nothing how the Democrat Party had described President Trump's presidency. Nothing. Okay? And they talked about him with Russian collusion. They talked about him not following the Constitution. And it turns out the biggest anti-constitutionalists have been Biden, Harris, and Barack Hussein Sator Obama. Oh, of course, and on the outside is the pantsuit princess, okay, Hillary Rotten Clinton. That's my political approach on that one.
No, I agree, because the Republican establishment does not want Trump to win, even though he is the greatest president. Just 2 years ago, we were a net supplier of fossil fuels, and fuel was a dollar and a half cheaper than it is today. No inflation. Everything was humming along because we were coming out of COVID. He did a phenomenal job on the geopolitical world stage as well as here domestically. And the Republican establishment does not want him in. And like you said, they're playing Christie and Pence. They're going to use them to push the right buttons. And believe me, because that – I'm concerned how Trump is going to act towards these two men when it comes debate time. Now, I heard that Biden wasn't even going to do any debates.
You're absolutely correct. The DNC, the Democrat National Communist Committee, okay, has stated that once after Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Had announced he was going to run for president, and of course he didn't declare it yet, but he declared he was going to run. The Democrat National Committee, the Communist Committee, had stated that there will be no Democrat presidential primary debates. There's another lady that's running too. I don't know who she is, but there's another leftist who's running. And the problem that they have is RFK Jr. is looking like already he's got like 20% and at least 20% support of the Democrats. And today, I think it was Jack Dorsey or yesterday, the former Twitter anti-constitutionalist came out in support of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. So
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and how he's going to be running for the president of the United States. And he's going to – they don't want to have a debate with Joe Biden's a coward, and he doesn't want to debate me. And I can understand why.
Yeah, so –
I don't get his voice, Kennedy. There's something I find it very difficult to listen to. And all of his brothers are very articulate and elegant in their speech. Yet this Kennedy is, I don't know. I can't figure it out just yet.
Well, you know, the people of Puerto Rico should thank, I'm sure they all love RFK Jr., because he was responsible for closing the bombing facility in, was it in Vieira, Puerto Rico? And it devastated the island financially. It absolutely devastated. And then, of course, Hurricane Michael came through and it did further damage, but the initial damage was done to the Puerto Rican economy thanks to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and his old Greenpeace and that his green position. But conversely, in 2020, he came out ardently opposed to any vaccine mandates and the vaccine and how
Big Pharma profited handsomely from it.
Yeah, and so that's what he's made his he's made his popularity, reinvigorated it. So here we have another Kennedy who's running for president of the United States.
Yeah, I agree with him completely on that, and yet everything else I don't. So that does make him infinitely interesting, and I would love to see him and Biden go at it.
And the Democrat Party, you know, they can't afford that. I mean, listen, they got Biden installed. He's the guy. You know, another thing that came out, I was watching Newsmax today, and they were showing clips of interviews with James Comey, the former director of the FBI. And they asked him a question. Whoever it was asking the question. They asked him a question, would you support Joe Biden for re-election for president? And he said, absolutely. He's the only man that can uphold. And then as soon as he said, yes, absolutely, he's the only man, that alarm bells, you know, were ringing. And it wasn't my tinnitus. It was true alarm bells. It shows that, you know, the fix is in. There's no way, shape or form in Comey's prior statement, he had the audacity to use the term rule of law. And in using the term rule of law, you would think that would apply to all individuals in Washington, D.C., irrespective of their status, whether it's the executive branch of government or it's the legislative branch of government. But the rule of law means nothing. Because how can a man such as James Comey, former head of the FBI, how can he talk about the rule of law and how it's been violated by Joe Biden? And so Joe Biden is clearly a protected species in Washington, D.C., and now that he's been exposed since 2021, Joe Biden, that is, how are they going to cover for this guy? And they continue to cover for this guy. I mean, the Washington, D.C. establishment continues to cover for Joe Biden. I mean, how can you cover for a man who unilaterally, okay, ended America's energy independence, and in doing so, crippling the United States economy? Yes, I said crippling. We suffered since 872 days ago, okay? In 872 days, we've suffered the highest inflation in 40 years. We have the highest gas prices ever. We have the highest grocery prices ever. We have the highest heating oil prices ever. We have the highest natural gas prices ever. We have a supply chain issue that's impacted just about every facet of business in the United States, including the building of new homes. We have an international crisis, one after another. You have China buzzing out our naval in the Sea of Taiwan. It's never been heard of. And the United States continues to take a back seat. We have a debt now that is $600 billion of interest goes to paying the national debt. $600 billion. If you take in $4.2 trillion, a quarter of that goes simply to interest, thanks to interest rates inflating. The American people can't afford groceries. You have people in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania during the winter were putting their thermostats at 55 degrees because they couldn't afford to heat their homes. Senior citizens. We have 7 million illegal aliens that we know of, at least pouring through our borders. Unvaccinated, unvetted, illegal aliens invading the United States of America since January 20, 2021, thanks to Biden, Harris, two anti-Americans, anti-constitutionalists, creating chaos at the border and not owning up to it. Not owning up to it. It's never Joe Biden's problem. And then Joe Biden and his chronic lying, the wicked man, lies on a regular basis, not to mention his feebleness. Just this past week at a commencement in Colorado Springs at the Air Force Academy, he tripped and fell. Oh, they blamed it. Of course, they had to blame something. But once again, Joe Biden trips and falls. And it didn't end there because he was exiting Marine One at the White House and he hit his head on a door jamb. You know, this man is not well. He never should have been installed as president, but he did exactly what the cabal wanted him to do. And that was to erase everything Trump did, including energy independence. And why is that important? Why? Because today, the Saudi Arabians announced OPEC will be cutting 1 billion barrels per day the price of gas. Now, I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what it's going to take, because certainly the Democrat National Committee media and that media outlets are ABC, CBS, CNN, NBC, MSNBC, NPR, PBS, New York Times, Washington Post, the Bloomberg News. I don't understand, and I do understand why they are protecting and shielding Biden and Harris and their anti-American policies. It's absolutely insane what we are seeing today. It's as if the highest inflation in 40 years has never happened. It's as if the prices at the pump aren't the highest ever. But you know why it's been done? You know why Joe Biden hasn't said a damn word? Oh, yeah, he's pounded his chest after releasing 600 million barrels of oil from the – I'm sorry, 400 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to artificially lower gas prices, and that was it, to artificially lower gas prices at the expense of national security, only to be buying and replenish the Strategic Petroleum Reserve at $80 a barrel, not at $20 as President Trump filled it, $80 a barrel. And that was only for 20 million barrels of oil. That still leaves us 390 million barrels short of fully restocking the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. And now OPEC states that they're going to cut production by 1 million barrels a day. Now, we saw what gas prices did and what the impact to the U.S. economy was back in early 2021 when Joe Biden unilaterally ended America's energy independence and made America energy dependent again. We saw the impact of rising gas prices at the pump. It not only infected you and me, middle-class people, working Americans, matter of fact, all Americans of any race, color, or creed, but it also impacted business. And what did it mean for business? It meant business to raise rates. They had to raise their prices because the cost of gas got so expensive. They couldn't eat the cost in which gas prices rose. So consequently, grocery prices rose. Grocery prices rose to the point where Americans were trying to figure out a ways to feed their families. Grocery prices rose, and families were dipping into their savings. You had to fill up two cars, and that was costing you an additional $120, $130 a month. Well, you have to take little Johnny and little Mary to school. You have to take them to soccer practice. Oh, that wasn't just infecting the rich people, working Americans. That guy that's making $10 an hour, now working two jobs. The kid can't even afford to deliver pizzas anymore. But you know what Biden and Harris did, what the two anti-Americans did, this regime established a new baseline. You see, because the baseline was between $1.89 a gallon and $2.05 a gallon, depending on what part of the country you lived. And that's what President Trump left. He left $1.89 a gallon, $1.81 a gallon. But that baseline was too low for this radical anti-American extremist, Joe Biden. And so now they've established a new baseline, and that new baseline is $3.55 a gallon. That's before OPEC now is going to cut production by 1 million barrels a day. And what does that mean for the United States? Higher gas prices at the pump. What does it mean for the American people? Higher gas prices at the pump. What does it mean for the American people if you live in the Northeast? You better fill your oil tanks now for the winter, because you will certainly see a large percentage increase in the cost of heating fuel oil. You thought your heating fuel oil to fill your tank at from $325 to $970 was a lot? Be prepared, because it will cost you well over $1,000 now, a fill-up for your heating oil, thanks to Joe Biden and the radical and extremists in Washington, D.C. And it was Joe Biden who unilaterally took America off of energy independence. Let's not forget that. It's to make America dependent. It will mean Americans will have to dip in further into their savings, what little many Americans have now. The Biden-Harris regime's disastrous energy policies have led to where we're at today. And now it's only going to get worse as a result of OPEC making a declaration of cutting 1 million barrels a day. The cost is being driven higher and higher for businesses, especially hurting small businesses once again, who are getting out of and trying to crawl out of and trying to see some light as a result of the Wuhan virus and government shutting down business. Many small businesses didn't make it. Those that were able to hold on thought they were going to see some light. And once again, that flame is starting to reduce. And we can thank Joe Biden and the extremists in Washington, D.C., the extremists and the radicals in the Biden-Harris regime, because Joe Biden is not smart enough to do this by himself. It wasn't bad enough that the pandemic crippled small business. It wasn't bad enough that Joe Biden taking America off of energy independence was crippling small business. And we had a false sense of security over the last 4 months because oil prices actually went down. Also, gas at the pump was $3.20 versus $3.80. Well, now it's back up to $3.55 a gallon. Hey, but it doesn't end there, because the progressive, the members of Congress who are part of the Progressive Caucus, okay, and think about that term, Progressive Caucus. There's nothing progressive about the Democrat Party. And there's nothing Democratic about the Democrat Party. But here is Jamal Bowman, representative from New York, a another lunatic from New York, okay? He's a member of the Progressive Caucus Committee. And here is Jamal Bowman, just a simple 20-second soundbite, who was on the DNC CNN TV show, and he was talking about the stopping of drilling for oil in the United States. This is how radical and extreme the left wing has gotten. And now left wing, I'm talking about the Democrat Party, the rhinos in Washington, D.C. Here's Jamal Bowman, in his own words, calling for drilling to stop altogether.
Number one, we need to stop drilling for fossil fuels completely. But number two, we need an expedited way to get us to clean, renewable energy, or we will continue to have these severe weather events that we have been having for quite some time because of the warming of the planet.
There you go. The climate change hoax. This is what the Progressive Party, the Democrat Communist Party, has now sold America out to the globalists, to the global movement, to the World Economic Forum, to the useless nations. They've sold America out for this climate change hoax. Oh, well, the climate's getting worse. Oh, we're getting larger storms. Oh, look what the impact was to the Southwest Florida area and the devastation it caused down there. You know, it wasn't like that in 1935 in the last hurricane. You know why it wasn't like that in 1935, folks? You know why? The entire population of the state of Florida was 900,000 back in 1935. 900,000. Do you know what the population of Florida was last year when the hurricanes came through? 3 million people. And the number of inhabitants on the left coast of Florida from Tampa Bay down south to Naples, the population was more than the entire state in 1935. And of course you're going to have more devastation. Why? Because you got more homes. Why? Because you got more businesses. Why? Because you have a greater and a denser population than you had in 1935. When the hurricane passed through Cape Coral in 1935, there was a total of 20,000 people from Naples up to Punta Gorda. And today, it's like 1 million people. Guess what? More businesses. You got to take care of the people. So there were more businesses that were built on the beach or on the beach side. And of course, they had devastation. This whole entire climate change by these progressive caucus, by the Democrat Communist Party, by the globalists is a hoax. It's a scam. And to take America off of energy independence is a national security threat that each and every member of Congress, each and every member that's in the executive branch of government should be charged for treason. And why is America in this financial mess that we're in today? Why is there so much chaos? We can thank the destructive Democrat Party. They have sold their souls out to the globalist movement with this entire climate change hoax, this whole con game brought about by these globalists who are bent on destroying and systematically dismantling our constitutional republic. Saudi Aramco, thanks Holger, has reported a record $161 billion profit for 2022, the largest annual profit ever recorded by an oil company. So how much did Biden and the Biden crime family get? Did they get a 10% to the big guy? I mean, after all, Joe Biden has his hands in everything else around the world, and he's not an honest man. But why are progressives intent on destroying the American family? They've destroyed the American family with abortion. They are destroying American family with this whole sex shit that's going on. Oh, no one knows what gender they are. There's two genders, male and female. Well, you know, men can have babies. No, they can't have babies. Okay, let's end that shit right now. okay? If you're born with a vagina, you're a girl. If you're born with a penis, you're a boy. It's not difficult. Do you think the communist Chinese give a shit about transgenderism? They don't. You think the Russians care about transgenderism? They don't, and they don't tolerate it either. Yes, we live in a free society, but progressives are destroying the American family, and they've done so for 100 years. They've done so by signing on to abortion. They've done so by not recognizing the nuclear family. And now progressives are bent on destroying America's small business and small businesses. Small businesses were impacted severely by the Wuhan virus. Small businesses are the backbone to America. Collectively, at one point, small businesses employed over 65% of the jobs in the United States of America. Why would you want to destroy that? The American dream was to own a house. An American dream is to own your own business. That's what the liberties and freedoms gave you. There's nothing like freedom of owning your own business. And government, in government's wasteful manner, in government's wasteful and control and power, they are trying to wreck small business. They are trying to wreck the American economy. And, you know, the last thing, Al, I'm going to say is, for politicians on the left side of the aisle who all profess to care about the middle class, to care about the working families, okay? This is how the progressives, the Democrats, care about you, the working family.
Number one, we need to stop drilling for fossil fuels completely. But
see, that is exactly what the Progressive Caucus thinks of you, the working American. That's what the Democrat Party thinks of you, okay, middle class.
Number one, we need to stop drilling for fossil fuels completely.
You see, now that there is a baseline established of an average of $3.55 a gallon, the progressives, the destructive Democrats, the Democrat Communist Party, the RINOs all now have a baseline. That $3.55, with thanks to OPEC, okay, cutting production by 1 million barrels a day, that will rise to $3.75. It'll rise to $3.80. It'll be $4 a gallon. And then it'll be a push. You got to drive an electric car, which, by the way, who controls all the minerals that help build electric cars? Oh, the communist Chinese do now. And Joe Biden has done a masterful job in reaping financial rewards from communist China. And who pays for it? The working poor pay for it in America. Who pays for it? The middle class pay for it in America. It's a hoax. Climate change is a hoax. And in Washington, D.C., there are very, very few politicians in both the legislative and the executive branch who really care about we the people. So don't give me this crap, okay, that President Trump is mean-spirited. Don't give me this crap that he sends out mean tweets. He's the only guy that will take on the establishment. We already know from President Trump's history that America can be energy independent. We already know that Americans of all race, creeds, and colors will be back employed. President Trump didn't care if you were black and if you're white. If you're able to do the job, that's all he cared about. Because the idea of self-worth is to get you off of welfare and back to work. The left wing in America doesn't care about you and me. We just have to take a look at the last 871 days going back to January 20, 2021, and the lie of a climate change is a hoax, and it's contributed to the highest inflation in 40 years. It's contributed to the highest gas prices ever. It's contributed to the highest grocery prices ever. It's contributed to the highest heating oil prices ever. It's contributed to the supply chain issues. It's contributed to chaos and disaster around the globe. And Joe Biden is right in the thick of things. He was installed for a reason. And that's so this brain-dead individual could carry out exactly what the cabal wanted him to do. It's no more of a conspiracy theory anymore. It's happening. It's here. You know, I hear people say it, and some of my friends and some of the people, you know, I don't understand why Joe Biden doesn't go down the border. I don't understand why Joe Biden's talking about the gas prices. Well, of course, it's designed. He's designed not to. When gas prices started to go down, all of a sudden, Joe Biden's handlers put out tweets under Joe Biden. Look, gas prices went down 25 cents a gallon. Yeah, but they're still up $1.12 a gallon. Now they'll be silent. And now what they'll do is they're going to push for renewable energy. It's important that America go to electric. You know what? Electric, this whole thing about the planet warming is it's bullshit. It's absolute nonsense. Volcanoes that erupt around the world, it was 85 eruptions last year, caused more damage to Mother Earth than man will ever do, ever. And you know what? All volcanoes are is Mother Earth just kind of, she's regenerating. And who knows if that means that regenerate with man, right? So the idea now is Americans will pay more at the pump. The idea for passing, and I also find it very, very suspect, okay, that Yenta Yellen, as Michael Savage calls her, okay, last month, America is in a financial crisis of defaulting on their debt, not paying their debt by mid-May. That default's going to happen June 1st. Wait a minute. That default's going to happen June the 5th. So it was imperative to pass a debt ceiling bill. And it was to remove the debt ceiling. And it passes. And Friday, Dementia Joe Biden signs that bill. And remember, the date was June 5th. It was important that the United States, okay, that Congress passes a bill by June the 5th, or we'll default on our credit, right? Look at the distraction. Well, the bill passes on June the 2nd. So tell me, what happened on June 5th? What happened on June 5th was the Saudis announced they were cutting oil production by 1 million barrels a day. And now, ladies and gentlemen, there is no debt ceiling until January 1, 2025. Coincidence? You know what? In Washington, D.C., there are no such things as coincidences. The Saudis were supposed to stop on June 1st in cutting oil production, and they waited. They waited until the United States legislature passed the Debt Ceiling Removal Act, not Fiscal Responsibility Act, as they called it. There's nothing fiscally responsible about removing the debt ceiling. Now there's no debt ceiling until January 1, 2025. And what is Sal Alinsky's number 7 on the top 8? Create unsustainable debt. How is America going to replenish the Strategic Petroleum Reserve now that Dementia Joe Biden has depleted the SPR by 355 million barrels, is to replenish it not at $80 a barrel, certainly not at $20, but at $90 and $100 a barrel now. There are no such things as coincidences, and what's being done today by this Congress and this extreme and radical Biden-Harris regime is anti-American, and I'll tell you what, is treasonous, especially when you look at the border. But go ahead.
Well, if there's any Republicans out there who are still conservatives, they must do a motion to vacate after this debt bill debacle to get McCarthy out. There is a mechanism for them to do it. It's called the motion to vacate. And hopefully this will be done. If not, then that will be the end of the Republican Party. And as it goes to climate change, Jane Fonda, Hanoi Jane Fonda, she added that climate change would not be possible at the Cannes Film Festival. She said this: the climate change would not be possible without racism or the patriarchy in which white men, she said, are at the top. It's good for us all to realize there would be no climate crisis if there was no racism. This is the voice of the Marxist movement here in America. Jane Fonda blaming white men for climate weather change, which is bogus. And she did this all at the Cannes Film Festival. But the real story here, it goes into our culture and how far our culture has fallen, is a high school student was banned from graduation for unapproved gender comments. This happened about 3 days ago. And let this sink in, because it sounds silly, but it's extremely serious, because things are getting contentious at one Idaho high school graduation after a student was barred from walking due to unapproved gender comments. And a student at one of these high schools, he was disciplined and told he could not walk in graduation due to the unapproved comments made during his senior speech. He went off script during his speech, Vito, and said the unthinkable.
What?
He said, boys are boys and girls are girls, and there is no in-between. The crowd went wild. The students started standing up and clapping and cheering, because deep down, that is true. XX are females, XYs are males, and there is nothing in between. As Fauci would say, follow the science. But he was banned. After making those comments, he was banned from his graduation ceremony. But in a twist, the school was forced to postpone the ceremony after students and parents protested in the parking lot, demanding the student be allowed to walk. The graduations did take place. The students didn't walk, but for those brave students and parents, if the kid had said Black Lives Matter, even I Hate America, I'm going to take a wild guess, he would not have been disciplined. The scary part is that even one of the bus drivers who was at this protest, he was fired from his job for going to the protest because a high school student dared to say that boys are boys and girls are girls and there's nothing in between. So by what this school district did is they took this kid. He was on track to become a fireman after he graduated and go to fire training school. He was a good kid, made good grades. They derailed his career choices after high school. Bus driver who just went to the protest because he believes that boys are boys and girls are girls and there's no in between was fired from his job. Unless he finds another job quickly, he won't be able to make ends meet to provide for his family or whatever financial obligations he may have. This is serious business when you mess with somebody's career or somebody's financial livelihood, or in the case of this one high school student, his future career right out of high school. This is Marxism on parade. This is what Marxism is. And this is what social counting is. And if this doesn't scare the crap out of each and every one of you, then you need to think about this a little bit more, because if you make one irreverent comment, as this kid did, and it's factually true, nobody can say that that is not true, what he said. What he said just goes against Marxist convictions of this day and of this moment. And the Marxists okay. are ruining their lives. And the lesson that is being learned all across that school, all across the country, is that if you dare to speak publicly at work, at the water cooler, if you're a high school or college kid and you dare to speak publicly and say these conservative thoughts that boys are boys, girls are girls, there's no in between, that your life will get derailed, spin out of control, all because the Marxists will destroy you. And they even came out and protested. And The story is just phenomenal to me.
Okay, so you brought up a good point about intolerance. And okay, so first of all, you talk about free speech being abridged, and it is abridged. So one, if I'm the bus driver, I will get an attorney. I don't believe in that stuff, but I will get an attorney, and I would sue the school district, okay, for lost wages and for $2 million. Maybe, in fact, $10 million, okay, for abridging my right to free speech, for abridging my right to peaceably to assemble. And it's exactly what he did. There were people that were peaceably assembling. And the school has no business, okay? You said a reverent comment. You know what's a reverent? It's being forced, okay, to comply with this distraction. You see, I believe that what's being created right now with regards to this whole gender garbage that's going on, it's occurred within the last 871 days. It's been expedited, and it's been expedited as a distraction. The distraction to higher prices in America, the distraction to an economy weakening, a distraction to the radical and extreme policies that are being put forth by an anti-American government. Okay? It's all a distraction. I think what's irreverent is telling me, okay, that a dude that cross-dresses and jumps in a pool and swims and beats a biological female in a female race, okay, is now being lauded. I think that's irreverent. I think that's a disgrace. I think it's disgusting. I think the girls who are running track, the biological females who are running track and losing scholarships because dudes now identify as girls because they can't compete with males, okay? And consequently, biological females are losing, okay, their identity and their scholarship. And somehow feminism means nothing anymore. I think that's irreverent. I think that's un-American. So, you know what? I think the bus driver in that case has a great case. His speech has been abridged. And the fact that he was peaceably assembling, okay, has also been abridged. So his rights under the First Amendment, two of his rights under the First Amendment have been abridged. Matter of fact, let's say the third one, petition the government for a redress of grievances. Now, if the school district is considered a governmental entity, and if you have a redress, if you're petitioning the government for a redress of grievances, I would think that's a grievance. And they were peaceably assembling and they were exercising their free speech. That's 3 points. Three. I'd sue the school district for $10 million for abridging my right as an American to exercise my right of free speech to peaceably assemble and to redress the government. But, you know, the intolerance of the left wing today is a distraction. And it's their way or no way, and they will demonize you if you're a Christian. They'll demonize you if you're a conservative. Hell, even the president, the guy that's been installed and acting as a president, is calling out MAGA Republicans. And what's been going on in the United States Congress? The minority leader, Hakeem Jeffries, also from New York, okay? Every tweet, every time he speaks, he prefaces his speech by stating extreme MAGA Republicans. Oh, okay. So now you're going after your political enemies. And it's exactly what the left does. They go after their political enemies. And, you know, and on this debt ceiling, why is it that Americans are pissed at Speaker McCarthy? Why? Okay? Because we know that the Pelosi-led Congress and Joe Biden, the extremists in the White House, the reason they put the 87,000 IRS agents was to go after their political enemies. And in that debt ceiling bill, in that Fiscal Responsibility Act, did McCarthy demand to unfund and defund the 87,000 IRS agents? He did not. And you've got Biden and Harris, two extremists, weaponizing the Internal Revenue Service to intimidate the political enemies, just like Barack Hussein Sotoro Obama did, which Joe Biden was a part of, which tells you exactly who's in the White House in the executive branch of government. Barack Hussein, Totoro, Obama. We have a call, and it's you want to take them cold?
Yeah, bring them on.
All right. This is from California, so good evening. You're on Global Patriot Radio. What's your name?
Hey, I'm Vito. Hey, I'm Vito. This is Green Boy. And,
hey, boy, how you doing?
Good.
Welcome.
I got a good one for you guys. My boss went to up north this weekend to Sierra to go camping. And when he's there, sorry, guys, I'm kind of pushing my bike right now. He had to pay for the campsite because it's a big national forest. You could pay by credit card, can't pay by cash, but you can also pay by check. And he sent a check to this address of LLC, Kentucky. Now, he looked in to see what the LLC is. It has to be China. I guess we leased the land in China, our national park here in California. I don't know if it's all over the United States, but it's here.
What?
Can you believe that? Yeah. He has to send in $158 for one night camping in our national forest here in California. And the money goes to the LLC. He said he looked it up in China.
What's the name of the company again?
LLC Kentucky. He sent, I guess he
LLC
sent Kentucky. And, yeah, I haven't done no homework yet on it, but.
So Gavin Newsom, or actually the federal government, has sold out the U.S. national parks to communist China? I mean, they're providing the third-party, you know, assistance. There's no company in the United States that can provide third-party assistance but the communist Chinese?
Is that great?
Holy
cow. We've got toll roads right now that they work great for where I live to go to the beach. It's like a half hour to get to the beach. And money goes to Saudi Arabia.
What?
And
say
so
that one more time.
Park,
I lost you.
What park were they at? Do you remember what park?
I think he said La Sierra.
What is that, La Sierra?
Yeah, try La Sierra. That's what I believe he said he went to. He just told me he went up north.
Wow. So he was told to send his $158 to this LLC Kentucky?
Yes.
Huh.
And
we were going to have to.
Yeah,
if you don't,
I was going to say, because if you don't pay it, you obviously you'll go and go register your car, you'll have to pay it then, and it'll be like a very large amount.
I'm surprised they're charging $189 to use one of our collective national park. $189 a night is that's extremely high, in my opinion.
Isn't it?
One
night, and he stayed for two nights.
Wow. Wow.
That's outrageous.
Yeah, he was pretty bent, but when he started telling me this morning about this, I was like, holy shit, that's great. You didn't know that we'd be leasing our land to China now. I mean, I know they're taking over a lot of the areas here in America, but Jesus.
And was it a state park or was it a national park?
It's a national park.
It's a national park. Okay.
The national park.
Interesting. Definitely going to have to use. Definitely going to have to look at that. I we're going to do some research on that, Boyd. Thanks for that. I appreciate that. That's really interesting.
Yeah, exactly. Because I remember you guys were telling me the show that about Michigan with that water plant.
Yes.
And I was listening to you guys that day in the truck with my boss, and I was trying to tell him because I had it on my phone. I go, oh my God, you won't believe this. They own a river here in America for a bottle of water.
Yeah, so.
And he just about flipped out himself.
Yeah, and that Michigan, the governor of Michigan gave the communist Chinese company $750 million tax credit. $750 million.
Yeah. Just like we have that.
Right, exactly, to build a battery plant.
And another thing with the McCarthy, I when he did his speech, how glad he was that everything worked out, the great deal that he made with Biden and all that. And yet he says it, but he's glad to help America out by hearing China, not the WHO or the World Health Organization, but China, $400 million. Supposed to help us out here in America. And he says that in his speech, and he just, you know, glides right over it like no problem. And I was like, holy shit, is that right? And I had to rewind it to check it out, and that's what he said, and sure enough, I was like, oh, my God, what is going on?
Well, I'm happy to tell you that if your son goes back on June 19th, Juneteenth, it is a fee-free day at Sierra National Forest.
Is that right?
So they can go celebrate Juneteenth at the park free of charge. Isn't that nice? Isn't that special?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
I couldn't make this up if I wanted to.
Oh, my God. Wow.
I live in California.
Well, keep us apprised, Boyd, of what's going on. And I'll tell you what, we're gonna check into this week and see if we can't get a little bit more information on this La Sierra National Forest and who's running it. And again, we'll report on it. I'll get back to you next Monday.
Okay, thanks, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. Hey, anytime,
hey,
man. You take care of yourself. Be safe out there.
I will. You too, guys. I'm working on it. Thanks.
All right. Ciao.
I love getting information like this. We pull on the string. Who knows where it's going to go? And, you know, this could be something. Could be something very interesting.
Well, it is something. And if, in fact, it turns out that the Communist Chinese are now the third party of where you pay, okay? So now they're monitoring the national park system. And also, you've got the Communist Chinese involved in the ports in the United States. And they're running some of the ports. And I think it could very well be that they're running some of the left coast ports. So now we have the Communist Chinese that are running, you know, running ports and running the parks. And then what Boyd was talking about, the electric vehicle battery plant, Goshen, is a Chinese company. And this Chinese battery company is moving to or is going to build a plant in Michigan. And the genius governor of the left-wing governor of Michigan granted a $750 million tax credit, what Boyd was talking about, to this Chinese battery company. And the problem is that there's a bottled water company who is also on the same river, that would be the Big Grand Rapids River, that is using 135,000 gallons of water a day. And this Goshen company building this electric vehicle batteries, they're not going to just use 130,000 gallons of water a day. They're going to use upwards to 750,000 gallons of water a day. And you supposedly have this environmental movement in the United States, you know, this environmental concern. You know how the environmentalists all went to East Palestine, Ohio after that train derailment? Oh, no, I'm sorry, that didn't happen. You know how these environmentalists all flocked to Michigan and they protested Governor Whitmore, and this plan that the Chinese were putting in place to deplete the water even further, because right now the water supply is dwindling, and it's known by the townships that surround and border this water, this river, and use that water, and they're concerned about even this bottled water plant, that's using 135,000 gallons of water per day, and how they've depleted the water supply. And Governor Whitless still went ahead and granted a $715 million financial incentive, okay, to the Chinese car battery company Gotion. And so the left wing in America who despises our constitutional republic has no issues in selling America out to the communist Chinese. They have no issues of selling America's minerals out to the communist Chinese. So the communist Chinese now have co-opted the minerals from around the world, including to build electronic batteries, batteries for electronic vehicles, electric vehicles, and they will use America's resources to do so after co-opting the minerals from around the world, including Afghanistan, which Dementia Joe cut and ran from, and the communist Chinese filled that vacuum and now are mining precious minerals, including minerals that are used to make lithium batteries, including in places in the African countries, mining and using children to mine, child labor to mine. But hey, we can't talk about the communist Chinese. President Trump was bad because he actually took on the communist Chinese. And Governor Whitless, excuse me, Governor Whitmore of Michigan saw too a $715 million tax credit. Why? Oh, because they're going to create 2,100 jobs. Oh, so American companies couldn't do this, right? So not only do we export our manufacturing to communist China now is setting up shop in the United States using our water, using our resources, depleting those resources for cities and townships that run along the Big Rapids River, and we're supposed to accept that. Nothing to see here, guys, right? Hello to Annie, our deplorable radio chick. You know, we're going to have to check out with Boyd. But Boyd, we will check this out, and definitely I'll try to get back to you next week and see if we can find anything out with regards to the U.S. government ceding a third party, communist China, to be a collection agency for $158 a day, a night at a campsite. God. Oh, man.
Yep. Or if you want to look yourself, look it up and get back to us next Monday and tell us what you found out.
Yeah.
There's something inherently wrong with that.
Well, you know, and I think this goes to what your point will be here, Al, but you know what's inherently wrong? What's inherently wrong is the corruption in Washington, D.C. What's inherently wrong is the cries and the whines from politicians and former politicians about the rule of law. And now we have a paper trail that a vice president, a sitting vice president who is now appointed president, has a paper trail with communist China and has allegedly received money from communist China, whose son allegedly received money from communist China. There's a whistleblower that had to go undercover and is in a remote area with regards to Joe Biden and the Biden crime family receiving millions of dollars from communist China in separate bank accounts. And you've got people like this anti-American Jamie Raskin, who's covering up for Joe Biden. And, you know, you sit there and you say, you know, Trump's going to trounce Biden if Trump's the nominee in 2024. You know, I don't think so, because there's such an effort now by the cabal in Washington, D.C. They did a masterful job in 2020, and they actually perfected their cheating in 2020. And you're telling me that Jamie Raskin, who is a lawyer, who sits there and talks about the rule of law, okay, it's okay for his fellow Democrats to break the law. It's okay for his fellow Democrat Party members to betray the American people. And all Jamie Raskin says is, well, Trump did it. And no, Trump didn't do that, okay? But why are you protecting Joe Biden? Why are you covering up for Joe Biden? And it's exactly what's happening, right? You've got that story with regards to the Biden crime family and how the Democrat Party now is covering up for the Biden crime family. It's truly amazing what we're seeing today. There's two sets of rules. There's a rule of law that indicts Republicans, and there's a rule of law now that's going after President Trump for classified documents in a safe in his Mar-a-Lago compound, and yet we have no less than 9 separate locations where Joe Biden, as vice president, as U.S. senator, okay, has compromised national security with having documents stored, including in his garage next to his 1968 Corvette that he was using when he was banging Jill Stevenson when he was married to his first wife before she got killed in an auto accident. I mean, at what point do the American people say, wait a minute, okay, if Joe Biden has done even worse with regards to national security secrets, classified documents, irrespective of the stage they were in, either top secret or classified, he stole them as a U.S. senator. He stole them as a vice president. Yet a president has the authority to declassify documents and take them, provided that they're in secure locations. And they have been in a secure location. And now they're talking about special prosecutors. Trump's attorney meets with FBI and DOJ with regards to classified documents. Really? We're talking about one location versus 9 locations for Joe Biden, not as president, but as U.S. senator and vice president, which means that he stole those documents. You want to talk about a distraction? If you have any doubts that the cabal is out there trying to derail President Trump, just continue to watch the news and watch how the left wing conducts themselves. There's one rule, and that one rule of law is to attack and assail and derail Donald Trump. And the other law is we're above all of the laws. We are the Democrat Party. We are the establishment. We are the Uniparty.
Well, the Democrat Marxists have tried and failed for, gosh, the last 6 years to try and get Trump. So they're going to slow roll out indictments either from Atlanta or New York, and they're going to slow roll them out, and this is going to continue. But meanwhile, Representative James Comer, which you touched on a little bit, he confirmed the unclassified record alleging that then-Vice President Biden engaged in a $5 million bribery scheme is from a highly credible informant and being used in an ongoing investigation. Now, the House Committee on Oversight and Accountability Chairman Comer issued the following statement. He said, today, FBI officials confirmed that the unclassified FBI-generated record has not been disproven and stated several times the information contained within is currently being used in an ongoing investigation. The confidential human source who provided information about then Vice President Biden being involved in a criminal bribery scheme is trusted, highly credible informant who's been used by the FBI for years. These are facts, and no amount of spin or frankly lies from the White House or congressional Democrats can change this information. So the FBI tried to wiggle out of it as much as they could, but they couldn't. Apparently the facts are true, and Joe Biden should be fearing for his life that he's going to be going to jail because part of this $5 million bribery went to his family, to his young granddaughter even, all the way down, received money from the Chinese, an enemy of the United States of America. This is disgusting. And this is just the tip of the iceberg that they got him on. So will Representative Comer follow through? Will legal proceedings and charges be filed? I hope so, but I'm not holding my breath. I mean, how many times have we seen this happen And then it's a nothing burger, and it just falls by the wayside.
Well,
like you said, nine locations of classified information from a garage to a foundation that was being rented by the Chinese or from the Chinese, that nobody was there. And you tell me the Chinese operatives didn't go into those rooms and go through all these records? I mean, come on. This is made for TV stuff, but it's getting covered up. And yet they're going after President Trump time and time again, even though this whole Mar-a-Lago raid was a joke. He'd been in contact with the archives and the DOJ, and then they flipped on him. This is why you got to vote for Trump, because if anybody's going to clean it up, it will be him. And if you have any doubts about his honesty, when President Trump, every president before President Trump since 1948 said that they're going to move the embassy from Tel Aviv in Israel, from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. President Trump is the only president in recorded history that did that. The House Republicans and the House gave President Trump a blank check of $2 billion to pay for moving that embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. President Trump said $2 billion, nothing's going to cost that much. He ended up getting the embassy, refurbishing it, and putting it in operation for $1.4 million. And even then he said that was a little extravagant. This man was given a blank check by Congress for $2 billion. He spent $1.4 million. There are about a million ways that you could take that $2 billion and find a way to spend it if you are corrupt. But he didn't do it, and that got virtually no press. And that he did when nobody was looking, without being prompted by anybody. He didn't even make a big deal about it, really, until after the fact, but it never got reported. That, to me, shows a man of honest character and a man who treats government money as if it's his own. And that's a rare thing. Anywhere, whether it be in business, politics, anything. Wouldn't you say that's a rare character trait these days?
Extremely rare. I mean, you have to, I mean, Al, what you said, just let that sink in out there. You have a $2 billion blank check to move from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, the capital of Israel, $2 billion. And you make that move without cutting any corners for $1.4 million. And he thought that was a bit extreme. And he saved $1.9 billion, roughly $1.9 billion. I mean, think about that. That is unbelievable. You, in today's world, in how government pisses money away, I mean, Nancy Pelosi got $350 million to the parks in San Francisco because she was the Speaker of the House, and she was greased, and she took it. $350 million. President Trump gets a blank check for $2 billion and does it for $1.4 million. And it's still, the embassy is still standing today, 5 years later.
Yep. So take all the noise out of the equation and just look at that and process that however you want. And then you go back to this bribery scandal, this $5 million from China. Raskin, who is the Democrat, the leading Democrat on this committee, he is covering for Biden. He's not interested in the facts. He's not interested that this may be true. All he's interested in is covering it up and getting rid of this investigation as fast as possible. So you wonder why when the Democrats were in charge, nothing happened. Or J6, nothing happened, or why the Democrats, they don't care about the truth. They just want to politically destroy your opponent, and that's what they do because they're Marxist, and they are very, They suck at policy because they're Marxists, but they are very, very good at wielding their power and destroying their enemies. Because the Republicans are a bunch of pussies, and McCarthy is a great example with that, debt limit plan that he pushed through, and it wasn't. He should be out. But that gives you a good idea. Republicans are pussies. I'm sorry to say it. These are my people.
You know, there are people, but, you know, that's what goes to say about the uniparty system. And, you know, that term uniparty, and I know Holdridge used it. Conservative Treehouse uses it. And it is it is absolutely the right terminology for Washington, D.C. And we know that there's 117 Republicans out there who still believe that the debt ceiling, this so-called Financial Responsibility Act was a sham. So 87,000 IRS agents are still funded. We have this pounding of the chest by the installer in chief, Joe Biden, about Medicaid not being cut. And you know what? The interesting thing in the United States is that people don't understand what Medicaid and Medicare are. They don't know the difference. Medicaid is a state-funded program. The states pay Medicaid. And it's important that the federal government doesn't touch that Medicaid program, okay? And take a look at your state budget, wherever you are, whatever state you're in, and see how much the states pay for Medicaid, how much is funded of taxpayer money. And why is it important that Joe Biden, okay, demonized Republicans and made sure that Medicaid is not touched in any way, shape, or form? When you have 7 million unvetted, unvaccinated aliens coming into the United States, crossing our borders illegally, and then you have a government that's led by anti-constitutionalist Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, who are helping to transport these illegal and unvetted, unvaccinated aliens to cities and towns all across America. When those illegal, unvetted, unvaccinated aliens come to your town and your city, your state, the state Medicaid programs, okay, are what cover these individuals for health care. The state Medicaid programs are put in place in order to fund medical. Now, in the state of Minnesota, the communist legislature in the state of Minnesota now is guaranteeing that illegal aliens in their state will get a free education. They will get free phones. They will get free rent. And they will get free medical care. Now, where is medical care paid for in the state of Minnesota and all 49 states in the United States? It's paid for through Medicaid programs. So those Americans who are here legally, those citizens of the United States who are living in Minnesota, who are trying to get state funding, state Medicaid coverage, and they need medical, they get on the state Medicaid program, and benefits may have been cut. Now you're pushed aside or you are pushed down the line because the communist state of Minnesota now is granting illegal, unvetted, unvaccinated aliens medical care by simply being in America illegally. And it's a great method that the Biden regime knew fully about. Why did the Biden-Harris regime transport illegal, unvetted, unvaccinated, illegal aliens around the country? But he says, how could that be? Well, they transported them knowing that states will then be responsible for the health care of those illegal, unvetted, unvaccinated, illegal aliens. And the states will petition the federal government, further using taxpayer money, to provide health care under the Medicaid system. And that's correct, Annie. It's not a handout. It's paid for by the taxpayer. So when your state does its budget, when the state of New York does its budget, it itemizes it, education, health and welfare, and part of that health and welfare budget is Medicaid. And it will tell you how much of the state's budget goes to Medicaid. The state budget is what? It's New York state taxpayers' money. It's the taxes we pay for sales tax. It's the state income tax we pay on our income. And it's other revenue that's generated for the state. Same with the state of Florida. 21% of the budget is Medicaid funding. Really? Holy crap. And guess what? Intentionally allowing America to be invaded in violation of Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution by Joseph Biden and Kamala Harris has now placed the burden, the financial burden, not just on taxpayers as we pay our federal taxes, but on each and every taxpayer paying state taxes, whether that's state sales tax, state income tax, state gas taxes. It is a tax burden that the Biden-Harris regime and their handlers intentionally place on the American taxpayer. So there is a reason why Joe Biden stated that Medicaid should not be touched under the Debt Ceiling Removal Act. And you want to, and you sit there and say, you know, how can this is not done by accident? You know, the invasion at our border, opening our borders, and what Joe Biden did, and the fact that he's never been down to the border. Oh well, he did go to El Paso. Yeah, whippy shit. He went to 840 days too late, is what he went. But it was all by design. Once again, it was all by design.
Wow. Well, all they're going, and then what's going to happen is these states, and they're flooding the system. They're going to break the Medicaid system, which is an angle I hadn't really thought about, was the insurance side of it. But for all those people who have been paying into Medicaid all these years, and the Medicaid is a pact between you and the government, and that after you retire, reach a certain age, that you will get the benefit of Medicaid for paying into the system your whole life.
Medicare.
Yeah, and they're going to be flooding the system with illegals, and it's not going to be sustainable. So what these Democrats want to do and why they're doing it is they're going to have a massive grand amnesty, or they're going to try to do it probably in the next couple years, I suspect. And then they're going to say, this problem has gotten so big with all of these migrants that have fled for their lives coming to the United States that we're just going to have a mass grand amnesty because we want them to pay taxes and be a part of the American culture rather than living in the shadows. And they've done it before successfully, and they'll do it again.
Well,
and that is part of bringing down. That's if you're a Marxist, you won't bring down the country. That's how you do it.
And they're making it easy, Al. They're making it really easy for that to happen. And the state of Minnesota, they're issuing driver's licenses to illegal aliens. The state of California has already done it. The state of New York is doing it. So that makes – you're right. You're absolutely right. That makes it real easy to say, you know what? We have to award amnesty, right? Yeah.
Reagan even did it.
Yeah, with the Cubans.
That's how they know it's going to pass. Reagan did it, for crying out loud. But this is – it's – Marxism, I mean, another unrelated example of how government sucks and private enterprise works so well. NASA delays the launch of crewed Boeing Starliner mission indefinitely after identifying parachute and wiring issues. Boeing and SpaceX were both awarded contracts to transport crews to the International Space Station in 2014. Boeing has yet to complete a crewed flight after spending billions of U.S. taxpayer dollars, whereas SpaceX, which is Elon Musk's company, they are currently on their sixth crewed space station rotation.
Wow.
SpaceX and Elon Musk have shot up six crewed space stations, not to mention they're sending up rockets, I don't know, 15 a month, if not more. They put satellites all over the globe. They are production. They blow NASA away. NASA can't do anything, and they spend tons of money, and it fails everything. That is government versus private sector. So capitalism is good. Marxism and government controlled anything is 9 times out of 10 a failure. And they're going to screw up Medicare now.
Now. Yep.
Well, yep. They already did. At least with insurance. I mean, private insurers can't even go over state lines to diversify their risk. And if they could do that, that would fix the healthcare system in the United States, or sure take it down the road to success. And I wouldn't have to pay $2,200 a month for catastrophic healthcare.
Yeah, but you know, really quick with regards to the healthcare one, what Obama did, and under Obama doesn't care, is that while they disallowed the private sector from a lot to purchase insurance across state lines, they allowed for unions to continue that practice. So if you are in Florida and your union is up here in New York, and you belong to the electricians union, 155 in New York City, and you decide, you're doing a job down in Florida, and you actually move to the state of Florida, you could take your health care down there. So as a business person, though, you can't join an association such as a Chamber of Commerce Association and purchase health care anymore. It's illegal. So Obama doesn't care about you and me. They also assisted the union workers in order to purchase insurance. So if you belong to the union for Southwest Airlines, Delta Airlines, based out of Memphis, Tennessee, and you're working, out of Los Angeles, California, you belong to the healthcare system of that union. But if you're a grocery store owner, you can't buy a policy with the National Grocers Association out of, let's say, Michigan. So once again, the Marxists stuck together, and they allowed their communist union buddies to all circumvent the Obama doesn't care law, and they made each and every other regular American adhere to the government's edicts. Yeah,
yeah. And you're watching these companies destroy their branding. Bud Light and InBev, they destroyed the Bud Light name. Ford's destroyed theirs with all this gay pride business. You got to wonder, why would they do that? It takes years and millions of dollars to build a brand that's trusted and successful. And yet they destroyed it all. Well, I guess it's kind of like Fox News. They fired Tucker Carlson, who was one of their top talent, and now it's going downhill. Did you know that they canceled another show at Fox News, the Steve Hilton Sunday show at 9 p.m.?
Oh, really?
They canceled him as well. Yeah. So Fox is on the fast track down the toilet. So adios, Fox News. I'm watching Newsmax.
Yeah, I haven't watched Fox News. I mean, I watch the clips as they put them on the reels or something, and I love, Greg Gutfeld's openings. So when they have good openings, it appears on YouTube. I'll watch that. But, yeah, I used to be Fox and Friends. I haven't watched Fox and Friends in probably 2.5 years. I'm done with them.
Yeah.
Done.
Well, I like The Five. That's about the only show that I watch when I can.
By the way, RFK Jr. suffers from spasmodic dysphonia, a rare condition of the voice box.
Oh.
So he does have a medical condition.
Boy, how insensitive of me to make to make comments on a physical condition that he can't control. Well, JFK, I apologize. That was a very douchey move on my part. Sorry.
Yes, it was. We want to thank you for apologizing because it takes a big man to apologize.
Yeah,
I think Charlie Rangel also had the same dysphobia.
So speaking of Charlie Rangel, this is absolutely insane what we're seeing today. You know, again, more distractions, okay? And the idea is to keep Americans off balance with chaos, off balance financially. An anti-American Biden-Harris regime, they appointed a Howard University professor to the UN Permanent Forum on People of African Descent, okay? And now this Howard University professor is asking the UN to push the U.S. to give black people $5 million in reparations. Now, what was the significance of California passing such a ridiculous act? It's now Joe Biden, okay, and the anti-American Biden-Harris regime have taken their cause to the useless nations. And we're not going back to 1619. This is now going back 500 years, according to Justin Hansford, a Howard University law professor, was joined by fellow academics from University of Pittsburgh and Columbia University, wow, in his message at the United Nations, the Useless Nations Permanent Forum on People of African Descent. Hansford specifically called for a process of apology and reparations, not on their terms, but on our terms, according to the Daily Mail. I come to you today with a novel proposal that we begin to think our own thoughts, propose our own vision of justice, and implement that justice, Hansford said during UN racial justice talks in New York City. Hansford, who's a descendant of slaves in Georgia, of course, Hansford was not a slave himself. Hansford actually got a degree. Hansford is a professor, which means that he has at least a master's degree. Okay. So obviously Hansford was not a slave, doesn't know what it's like to be a slave. That means that white people didn't enslave Hansford. Okay. So Hansford, who's a descendant of slaves in Georgia, argued that these reparation payouts to black U.S. residents should be assessed on a case-by-case basis, and also stated that for families who have gone through generations of horrific oppression, the $5 million amount would be on the low end of what's appropriate. Okay, so the United States has $31.7 trillion of debt and growing. We have no debt ceiling limit anymore. And now we've gone from $1 million to $2.5, now to $5 million. And there hasn't been a slave in how long in the United States of America? Now, I didn't see any proposal in that speech from Professor Hansford in demanding that African countries, demanding Islamic countries, okay, pay the reparations to black Americans, because it was the African countries, okay, who were the facilitators of slavery and put black people on boats. But you know what? Since we're asking for reparations from the useless nations, okay, what about Margaret Sanger, okay, whose mission was to exterminate the black race? And now how about we ask everybody who has endorsed Margaret Sanger, including Hillary Rodham Clinton, who received the Margaret Sanger Award, that she also pays reparations to black families for endorsing black genocide. For endorsing genocide to the black people, how many abortions are done a year in the black community? Well, that's not enough.
The city of San Francisco is working on its own plan for reparations for black residents in the city, giving $5 million to residents, along with personal debt and tax burdens, a guaranteed annual income of at least, get this, $97,000 for the next 250 years. You see, this is insanity. I don't see the petition in the Useless Nations against the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, the OIC. The OIC, along with the Useless Nations, passed what's called UN Resolution 1618 to combat intolerance, okay? To combat religious intolerance. Yet the founding members, okay, founding members of the OIC, members of the OIC, Nigeria, since 1986, Burkina Faso and Cameroon since 1975, Pakistan, the original founder of the OIC in 1969. I don't see the 57 Islamic states giving reparations to Christians. And every day, each and every day, we see in Nigeria the extermination of Christians. 43 Christians murdered by Muslims, including a pastor and his wife. Go to jihadwatch.org. You'll see that story today. May 27th, Muslims murder over 200 people in a three-day period. Nigeria, May 25th, Muslims killed dozens of residents, burned down villages in jihad raids in Benue State of Nigeria. That's the southeast portion of Nigeria. Burkina Faso, Muslims murder around 20 civilians, including women and children, in two jihad massacres, torch homes and stores. 24 people in two raids killed last month in Burkina Faso, a member of the OIC. The OIC, who crafted a document called UN Resolution 1618 to combat intolerance. Cameroon, Islamic Jihadists attack security post and murder two customs officers, a policeman and a civilian. Check out how Christian genocide against Cameroon in Cameroon is occurring, and yet they are a member of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation. They're also almost a near founding member in 1975. Pakistan, Lahore, Pakistan, Christians being exterminated on a daily basis, churches being burnt to the ground with Christians inside. You want to talk about reparations? Let's go back to 1400 years. And we'll talk about reparations to Christians. For what? For simply being Christians. So now this Professor Hansford is moving the goalpost. It's not 1619 anymore. Remember, June 19th, 1619. Whoa, that's the big day, 1619. No, now we go back 500 years. Not 400, we go back 500 years. And after they continue to petition the United Nations, it'll be 600 years. It'll be 700 years. The liberalism is a mental disorder. And this is the radicalism that Barack Hussein, Satoru Obama started, the systematic dismantling of our constitutional republic. I don't know, Al. You know, we must be drinking the wrong water.
You are just a ray of sunshine.
Sunshine on my shoulder makes me happy.
Well, I still believe that freedom and liberty will win the day. It's going to be a struggle. There's no question about it. The Marxists are worthy adversaries. The Chinese are worthy adversaries, along with North Korea, Russia, Venezuela. They do not like freedom and liberty. They do not want you free. They just want you to work and burn you out and destroy the country so they can rebuild it into some utopia that will never, ever exist, if the utopia on Earth is right through our United States Constitution and Bill of Rights, where each person can succeed based on their own merits and fail on the same. So So God bless America. God bless our troops.
Yeah, I'll tell you, man. It's what we're seeing though is a planned chaos. We are seeing our lives being placed in turmoil, and it's intentional. And it's just as intentional as Christie and Pence getting in the race. It's to discredit, you know, President Trump. They know that President Trump will get surly and he'll come up with a name. And the idea is to take his appeal away from independent voters. The Democrat Party is, and the establishment, the Uniparty, is extremely concerned because the American people are not wavering in their support for President Trump. We don't like what's happening. We don't like the direction in which the country has moved and intentionally moved. And it's driving the establishment nuts. Hey, on Wednesday, to continue driving you nuts, you've got Hank Jones and Poly Sports at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Thursday, Hank said he might be doing a hankering, so we'll check out Hank. On Friday at 12 p.m. to 1 p.m., I'll have Take No Prisoners. And because at 1 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio on Fridays is the great Annie of Southern Sense Talk Radio and her wonderful co-host, author Curtis Bennett. Saturday right here on Global Patriot Radio, we got Minister Simon Dekduck and the beautiful Christy revealing the truth about Islam. Sunday, I'm not sure if Eric's going to do a show this week, The Cross of the Crescent, but he'll have a interfaith dialogue discussion, and Al and I will be back next Monday evening. Please keep G-Ski and our own Sue from New Mexico in your thoughts and prayers. As I said, Annie, Southern Sense Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, Friday afternoons, 1 to 4 p.m. Eastern Time, with our great co-host, author Curtis Bennett. If you want a break from politics and apolitical show, go to the Simone Nicole Show, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com. Joshua does a great job with his apolitical show and a great self-help show, by the way. 8 p.m. on Thursdays, you've got Audrey Russo of Real Talk Radio. Go to AudreyRusso.com and check out Audrey's show. Her, man, I'll tell you, Mr. P does a great, great rant every freaking Thursday. I love the guy. Joe Gibson, Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Restoring Our Republic. I want to thank Bigfoot, our big patriot. Go to www.bigfootsplace.blogspot.com. Some great photos on there from West Virginia this past week. So check out Bigfoot's Blogspot. Bring it on, boy. Thank you for the call. Boy, Ducky Northwest, you get a Mama Mia for being here. Andy, Southern Sense Talk Radio, nice to see you. Andy, iGuy, hello, iGuy. I know you're watching because you said so. And hello to Holger, Holy Cannoli. Thank you, Holger, for listening. And, of course, prayers and thoughts go to Sue from New Mexico. Nice to see you, Sue. Al, any party shots?
Adios, amigos. Have a great week.
Thanks. Hey, thank you all for joining us today. You all be safe out there. Be aware of your surroundings. And let's not buy this distraction. Keep our focus. God bless America. Ciao for now, folks.
Yes, it was my way.
Hey, look at that. Very pretty close.
Outstanding. You are a professional.
Oh, I can count. I got to this boy. Interesting thing about that the communist China in handling the administration for the national forest in California.
Oh, you found it?
No. I'm gonna research that.
Yeah. Let me know what you found, because that's fascinating stuff.
Definitely. I will send you I'll keep you apprised on that one. That one is – that's really interesting. I have no idea why you would do that. None. Zero.
No, me either. I'd love to know how it got up to $189 a night. That's I mean, that's a lot of money for a federal park, unless you're bringing a whole group and you're going to a, I don't know, because they have campgrounds that, that already have areas cleared where you can pitch your tent, and they have tables and barbecue grills. I'm sure you've seen those whenever you, if you ever went camping in a park. And I can see those charging more for that, or you can do rough camping out in the wilderness, and then they, I don't think it can't be that much to go in, but I don't know. Be interesting to find out.
Yeah, I had $158 a night. So you had a 180 what? You said $180?
Oh, I thought you said 189.
189, okay. I'm going to write that down, too.
Either way,
okay.
150, 189 is the same thing. So.
Yeah. Just really weird, man. It's just, you know, here we go. Once again, communist Chinese involved in America's affairs, and why, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Man.
If the check's going to them, how are they benefiting from basically you're renting a spot on U.S. on a U.S. federal park?
Yeah, and guess what? You can't pay by cash, and you can't pay by check, so you're paying by credit card, so now they have credit card information.
Yeah.
You know, all this talk about Trump and Russia and the Russian collusion and you know, that all being an absolute distraction. And what's it turning out? It's turning out that Biden has sold America out to communist China. And he did it quickly.
Yeah, so I'm wondering what's going to happen with Comer, and I hope he, hope he doesn't betray me like all these other politicians, but we'll see.
Well, if I'm Comer, I'm getting a food taster.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, check your email. I just sent you something.
Okay.
You're gonna wanna.
Okay. All right, I'll do that.
Tell you about it later.
When we're
It'll
done.
Make you
okay.
hurl. Oh. Yeah. You'll have some.
Oh God. More? Oh. More.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll make you puke what I just sent you.
Okay. So are you bringing your sticks on your travels?
Yeah. I don't think Israel's big enough to have a golf course, quite frankly.
Well, you know what? It'll be cool. Just be safe, will you, please?
Oh, shoot. Safest place on earth, practically.
Yeah, true. But all right. Well, hey, I'll talk to you. I'll get you. I'm going to go into my email. I'll read it, and I'll get back to you, and then I'll let you know what I all right. I've definitely got to see this now.
All right. I will talk at you later. Great show, as always.
All righty.
Have a fantastic week.
Well, thank you. You as well. And Sue, you have a great week as well. And I'll drop Sue a text here, too, to see how he is. I apologize. I haven't been attentive. So, all right. You guys have a nice evening. And stay strapped.
Adios.